But he's there today sharing, and today I'm going to be sharing a message. And we're going to be, in the month of February, we're going to be talking about deeper relationships. A lot of great topics we'll be going over in the month of February, because it's kind of the month of love, but also it is the month of rewards in the world. And this first message that I'm going to be speaking on is I'm going to be talking about communication, talking, speaking. And actually, I titled this message simply, Let's Talk About It. Because usually when we are about to make a conversation and talk to someone, we would say, hey, let's talk. Let's talk about it. And for those of you that don't know me, I do sometimes tend to talk a lot, and I talk maybe sometimes too much. And I'm just more of like an outgoing person that will just come and talk to people. I have a few friends that are not as talkative, and they are just, you know, they like to call themselves introverts. And it was funny, I was going with one of my friends. Actually, by the way, do we have any introverts in the house? Can I see your hand? Introverts, you don't like to speak too much. Okay, so I'm going to come make sure to see you after the service and make a conversation with you. So I have a friend that is an introvert, and I remember us going to Starbucks together. And it was funny because he was driving, so he was close to the window. And as we were driving and ordering drinks early in the morning on a Sunday morning, I guess you just gotta love those newly trained Starbucks people that like to talk too much or ask a lot of great questions. So this lady, it was really early, and she just started talking about, asking all kinds of questions. And my friend was just sitting there, and he was just like, yeah, no? Just really quick response, not really wanting to make much talk. And then I kind of jumped in and started talking. But it was funny, as we drove away, he told me, I just hate small talk stuff. I just can't stand it, you know. And we talked about it, we laughed it off. But I know sometimes it's a painful conversation for people that don't really like to talk much. And then sometimes we have situations where we try to make people talk, but they're not really wanting to talk. And that's sometimes that will happen, like in my instance, when I'm driving my kids from school, and I ask one of my kids, how was school? It was good. What'd you do? Nothing. Anything important happened? No. And it's usually like you as a parent, you're trying to make sort of like a conversation, go a little deeper, and then you ask some deeper questions. But it's usually very cut and dry and short and sweet. And yes, I think we as parents, we have a responsibility to teach our kids how to communicate and ask some more bigger, deeper questions, so there will be more of a deeper conversation. And that's all fine. But how do you see yourself, and how do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself a good communicator? Do you consider yourself as someone who's able to connect with people and talk to people and listen? Do you ever feel maybe as someone who is out of place when wanting to communicate or make a connection with people? Or maybe do you just struggle to make communication normal? And what communication is simply, it's simply this. It's simply sharing or exchanging information. That's what communication is. And I would add to that, that an effective communication is when we share ideas, we share feelings and thoughts, and we're actually able to respond emotionally to each other. And communication, we can say, is the lifeline to maintaining meaningful relationships. Communication is the lifeline to maintaining meaningful relationships. So, how do we communicate? What is the way that we should communicate? How do we build relationships around us that will last? And maybe you know how to communicate well. Maybe you don't. Maybe you simply have a hard time connecting with people. And maybe even you have a hard time communicating with God. And I've been guilty multiple times myself of miscommunicating things, miscommunicating information, and then it takes sometimes multiple times back and forth to really get down to what I really wanted to say. And maybe you've been a part of a conversation where somebody has said something that you just simply did not get, or you have said something to someone and they just simply didn't get. As clear as you were, they just didn't get it. And communication really is a really delicate, complicated thing. Mostly because we often don't say what we mean, and we say what we think. We usually say what we think others want to hear. We say one thing, and then we hope that people will hear something else. And we say what we don't mean, and then we get angry when people don't hear what we do mean. So communication is hard. And what's really needed is clarity. And every good relationship that we have in our life needs clear communication to be successful. And it's no secret that everything starts and ends with conversation. It's no secret that the biggest bonds and biggest agreements and the biggest wars were built through communication or through miscommunication. So communication is the key. It's an answer to almost every problem that we have relationally. So thinking about life and what's important in life, really, when it comes down to it, it is one word, and that is relationships. But how do we build those relationships? How do we maintain those relationships? It is through communication. So if we desire to have deeper relationships than just surface-level relationships, we have to initiate deeper conversations, which is what this whole topic of speaking up comes, this theme kicks in, because there's no success in life if we don't initiate deep, meaningful conversations. So to be really successful in life and to really be successful in our relationships, we need to learn how to communicate properly. To be successful in our relationships, we need to learn how to communicate properly. So, from the very beginning of this creation, communication was happening nonstop. And you and I were created in the very first place, in the beginning of this world, to have a relationship with God. It is the first relationship that we were created for. So we had one purpose and one desire from the very beginning, is to have an intimate relationship with God. And then when they came to Jesus and they posed a question and they said, well, okay, here's the big book, the Bible, and there's all these laws and there's all the prophets and all the things that we need to remember and read and think about. What is the most important? And then Jesus says the most important thing in life is summarized in that one statement: love God and love each other. Love God and love people. So that really tells me that it is the relationship with God and others that is the most important relationship in our life. First with God and then the others. But before even humans came about, there's a scripture I want to read with you from Genesis 1:26. If you would just read into the Bible with us from the beginning, you read this. And it was interesting because God already had a relationship. The Trinity was already there. And this is what Genesis 1:26 says. It says this: then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. So the Trinity was there. Now this is a topic I'm not going to get into. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Probably another sermon that we can share that and how they all work together. But the Trinity, the head was there before everything was created, and they talked among each other, and they had this unity, and they had a conversation going on, and this conversation was about, okay, now let us make human beings in our image to be like us. And then he says, they will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in the very first place to have a relationship with him. He wanted to communicate with Adam, and he did. You know, he had a lot of things in common with Adam. All the things that Adam had in the Garden of Eden, There was animals of all kinds, and Adam was there to rule over all these things and to be in charge and to name the animals and do all the fun stuff. But it wasn't enough for Adam. It wasn't enough because we see after 6 days when God was created everything and God said it's good, he created this, it was good, he created this, it was good, he created this, it was good. Six times, there was one time when God said, it is not good. And that was when God looked at Adam hanging out in the Garden of Eden. None of the animals could communicate with him. As we know, humans are the only creatures that can communicate. Some people might have thought, well, wouldn't dog just be enough? Dog is like the man's best friend, right? Just get a dog and you'll be fine. Or just get 7 cats. And you can be the cat lady. Live with the cats your whole life. But cats cannot speak. I mean, some of them can. And dogs cannot speak. Now, we have parrots that can speak, but they don't have ability to communicate clearly ideas and emotions and stuff like that. They can only repeat what humans say. So God looked at Adam and he was kind of surprised. And he said, well, it's not good. It's not good for him to be alone. Let's make him a woman. And then it says here in Genesis 2:18 that the Lord God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So God gave him a woman, and he could finally have a companion, someone to talk to. The goats and the sheep and the dogs and the cats did not cut it for him. Someone to talk to in real time, someone to communicate with always, to build and to nurture this relationship as long as they both shall live. And out of that relationship, everything flowed. Humanity came about. People came to be, a lot of great things happened, generations after generations. Also, we see a communication being used in a very wrong way. We see what happened in the Eden as Eve came out onto the scene and Adam and Eve were together. God told them they were not supposed to do one thing. They can do everything else, but not one thing. But then the enemy came in, used communication to ask questions about whether what God told them is true, questioned God's word, and made them think and made them change their mind through communication. Communication is powerful. Through telling them that they have been lied to, it's not true what God said, and they can just go ahead and do whatever God said not to do. So they did. And then we see what happened there. There was this separation that happened. They sinned against God. They were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And then ever since then, in the Old Testament, what we see happening is God communicating to people over and over again and humanity not listening. And we see from the very beginning until Jesus came into the scene, God using the prophets. We talked about Jonah. We talked about all these prophets. God speaking to Abraham, speaking to Moses, Noah, Jonah, and all these great people of God. God used prophets to communicate his message to people. The people didn't seem to listen and respond and do what was pleasing in God's eyes. So, communication is powerful. It is powerful. It is so powerful that if you read to the Genesis, you will come to the story where humans came together and they made an agreement and they actually talked and they said, we are going to build this tower so big that we're going to reach God. And because of that, what happened is, from my understanding, there was only one language. Everybody could communicate, and they communicated so well that they came up with a plan to get close to God. And God looked at the humanity, and he said, this is not good. These guys are crazy. They are so powerfully united that they are going to do some crazy stuff. So let's just spike it up a little bit and mess up their languages. and they weren't able to communicate together. When the communication, when all the languages, he said that it was a chaos, confusion, people scattered all over, they couldn't talk to each other, couldn't understand each other, this Tower of Babel, if you know the story. And then that's where all the languages originate. And then we realize how important the communication was and how powerful communication can be even in our life when there is agreement. When there is agreement. So talking about communication, what are some of the ways that we can communicate? How do we communicate? Why do we have relationships? Whether it's relationship among parents, kids, marriages, aunts, uncles, family, friends. Why do we have relationships fail in the first place? Why do we have wars? Why do we have divorces? Why do we have divisions? Why do we have so many troubled situations? It's most likely because we don't know, or the people have not communicated well. They didn't know how to use communication properly. And there was disagreement. And some of us have learned, obviously, as children, watching adults communicate. We've gotten clues over time. And some of us have seen our parents talk, conversations that were going on around us. We learned how to talk from our parents. Some of them were healthy things. Some of them were not healthy things. We've seen teachers, workers, friends talk and communicate. And now we're surrounded with so much talk and social media, and you got the media and the TV shows and the film and all kinds of stuff happening. Communication going on all the time. And what we hear, what we learn from what's going on around us is how we communicate. But have we ever learned the proper way to communicate? There's definitely the right way and the wrong way, and the right way is always found in the scriptures. The Bible is the only true word when it comes to teaching people about how communication works and what it is and what's the best way to communicate. See, Jesus even made a statement when he was talking to some of the Pharisees, and he made this statement. He said, you can judge a tree by its fruit. You can judge a person's character by just the way they talk. The tree, that you will recognize a tree by their fruit, and one of the fruits is communication. And this is the way he put it. Luke 6, 43 to 45, he says this, a good tree cannot have bad fruit. A bad tree cannot have good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. Men do not gather figs from thorns. They do not gather grapes from thistles. Good comes from a good man because of the riches he has in his heart. Sin comes from a sinful man because of the sin that he has in his heart. And the mouth speaks of what the heart is full of. So you can actually look at the person, spend 5 minutes with them and just listen to them talk, and you can recognize whether this person is a Christian or whether they are a good tree or a bad tree. So the biggest thing that I took away from this scripture is really it all comes down to our heart. Heart is the center. Heart is the hub. And if the heart is not right, then we will have all kinds of stuff come out of our mouth. So if the heart does not have good input, then there will almost certainly always be bad output. And that's why we have to go back to the very beginning and realize what we were created for in the first place. It was to have this one conversation that we were all meant to have first. The most important conversation that we ought to have is a conversation with God. That is the most important conversation we are to have. It's getting back to having this peace with God. And it's really hard to have proper other conversations, without this being taken care of first. You will want to have the fruit. You will want to do good and speak good, but it's going to be really hard if the heart had not been dealt with first. That's why speaking, that's why connecting with God first is so important for us to actually produce good fruit and make a look at our heart. Speaking life, like I mentioned a few weeks ago, is so important. Speaking God's word, God's truth, it's our purpose. It's our mission. That's what we are to do. So how do we communicate? Here's five things I want to share with you really quick to keep in mind if we want to develop deeper relationships and speak up. Number one thing goes back to this point that I just mentioned. We need to get our heart right. Get your heart right. We need to look into our heart and we need to experience the spiritual transformation. We need to be born again. We need to look at our heart and we need to get our heart right first. Romans 10:10 says this, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then in Mark 12:3, the commandment that I mentioned, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and with all your strength. So when this kind of love for God drives our communication with him, it will also affect all the other conversations that we're having in our life. So we need to get our heart in the right place. We need to make peace with God. We need to have this daily relationship with God. Relationship of being with God, communicating with God. You know, really just loving God first. It's a relationship that takes time to grow and develop. Start with God first. Dedicate your time to him. Seek him with your heart. Praise him, worship him. Meditate on his word. Have faith. Spend time in prayer. It is what we need to do first. We need to get our heart right. See, before we are to communicate, we are to get our heart right. We are to look at our heart, to see where our heart is. Because not only actions, but the words will flow out of our heart before we are to converse. Words are the reflection of what's in the heart. So if we are bitter towards someone, if people are talking about perverse things, they most likely have a perverse heart. If people are speaking about healthy things, they probably have a healthy heart. If people are mean and they say sick things, they probably have a mean and a sick heart. So before starting a conversation, ask yourself the motives and ask yourself, how is my heart? And this approach really helped me understand this, because when we make peace with God in our heart and we go to God first and we have that most important conversation, what happens is we realize that we have been forgiven of many, 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 many things. And then it's easier for us to approach other people around us and not harbor unforgiveness, but actually come to people with understanding and forgiving heart because of what God has done for us in our own heart first. And I've seen it over and over time. There is going to be no effective communication until forgiveness takes place in the heart. So that's where everything starts. And it's interesting how Jesus, before he left this earth, he said one thing to the disciples. He said, I'm going to go now, but I want you to go and I want you to pray and I want you to wait for the Holy Spirit to come. And when he comes, he'll give you the power to go and speak up, to go and preach to all the nations. So the disciples had to humble themselves. They had to get on their knees. They had to get that communication with God first going. Then the Spirit came, and then they were able to go and be an influence. And that is the only way that we're going to make an impact, to be an influence through our communication, is when we allow the Holy Spirit to come, when we allow to check our heart, and we allow him to be the first in our heart. We make our heart right. Second thing is we need to learn how to speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. See, we are meant to carry the truth and love together. Not just the truth and not just the love, but both of those things together. Get rid of all the lies, all the conceit, and get all those bad things off our lips and from our heart. And we are to carry the truth. Now, what is the ultimate truth? The ultimate truth, obviously, is the Word of God. It is first and foremost something that we go to build our life on, to check whether things that are happening around us are in the Word of God, whether things that are happening around us in our culture are in line with the Word of God. And the Word of God is the ultimate truth. And everything should flow out of that. So we have the truth, and we can have all the knowledge and all the truth, and we can know the Bible inside and out, but if we don't have love, it's going to be really hard to warm people into the kingdom, to encourage people to believe. So we will most likely, if we just tell the truth without love, we're most likely going to turn people off and hurt people. But if we come and do it with love, and that's why there's a scripture that talks about whatever we do, love should be the oil for all the things that we do. Just like our car cannot run without oil, our life and our communication and our speaking cannot run smooth without love. See, what is love? Love is patient, love is kind, long-suffering, and all those things that we read in 1 Corinthians. So we are to learn how to speak the truth, but to actually speak it in love. And if we're having a hard time speaking the truth in love, we need to ask God to help us, to check our heart again, to help us to be able to speak in love. Number three, we need to listen more and talk less. James 1:19 says this, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." See, communication is a two-way street. And even though we're called to communicate and speak up, most conversations that happen in our life are about listening and hearing. Listening and hearing to God or to the other person that's beside us. Here's some good advice if we are to improve our communication skills and become better communicators. We are to listen more, talk less, and don't lose our cool. Someone once said this, "No wonder God gave us two ears and one mouth, so we can listen twice as much as we speak." Twice as much. So if you have a sentence you want to say, first be able to hear two sentences from the other party. You see, the biggest problem in our communication and misunderstandings that we have as humans is we don't really listen to understand. We listen to reply. We have something that we want to say, and then we listen, and our only intention is to reply. And in Ecclesiastes 3:7, he says this, "There is a time to be quiet and a time to speak." And notice the order of this scripture. It's not there's a time to speak and then time to be quiet. It is flipped there for a reason. Because we are first to be quiet and to listen and then to speak. While communicating with others, we need to ask God for wisdom to know when to speak and when to remain silent. I've gotten myself in trouble multiple times. My closest people that know me, my life, will attest to this. Multiple times when I opened my mouth and I spoke when I should have been quiet. So God give us wisdom that we would listen more and talk less. Number four, We need to keep our mouth pure. To actually develop and build deeper relationships, we need to understand this principle. We need to keep our mouth pure. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up as fits the occasion, that you may give grace to those who hear. And I've said this multiple times and I'll say it again. If you have nothing good to say, as hard as it may be, don't say it. Now, if you do have good things to say, why don't you focus on that? Focus on that first. We often focus on the not so good things, and obviously some of us, you know, we're just used to always point out the wrongs and focus on the wrong and focus on, you know, what doesn't work. But we live in days when there's so much of that and so much discouragement. There's so many things. There's joking and with social media and things happening in this world, there's all kinds of talk, disgusting talk happening in our culture, that we need to be the light. Christians are called to be the light in this world. We are the light and the salt. And that often comes through the way that we communicate, through the way that we speak. It's easy really to get carried away, even to some joking. And I'll be the first one to say I've been guilty of this multiple times, just joking, talking nonsense. But we need to really take this to heart and say, okay, I want to be known. I want my mouth to be pure. I want no corrupt talk to come out of my mouth. And I want to only speak what is good and what is there to build up. And the fifth thing is we need to simply learn how to be gentle and kind. If we're going to have deeper relationships, we need to learn how to be gentle and kind. Gentle and kind. Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. When there's tempers flaring in a conversation, and I'm sure a lot of you have been a part of, I've been a part of multiple conversations where there's just back and forth, harsh words coming through. You see, some of us have a hard time with tempering down our temper, and usually it's a result of hurt. It's usually something that people have gone through, experienced some sort of hurt that they react out of. And we've heard this in the past, that hurt people do hurtful things, hurt people, and hurt people say hurtful things. So we are to keep that in our mind. If someone is not kind to you, that is probably because there is an unhealed hurt that needs to get healed. And the words that we speak to each other, they have to be gentle. They have to be kind. They should never be harsh or rude. I've seen it happen multiple times in my own life. The way we speak can change a really tense situation into a peaceful situation. And it can also happen the other way around. They can be a very peaceful situation, and then we can just have some mean words being said, some harsh, rude words being said, and then all of a sudden everything just explodes. Colossians 4:6 says this, let your conversation be always full of grace. Have some seasoning, season with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. We need to have grace with people. And we need to have grace with people because God has had enough of us, and He still loves us, and He still has grace towards us. He still cares for us. He still has a plan for us, even after we mess up over and over and over again. And then they came to Jesus and they were kind of surprised. Well, Jesus, so what do we need to do? What if the brother sinned 7 times? Well, forgive him all the 7 times. Okay, what about 7 times 77 times? Well, are you trying to trick me up or something? Forgive him all of the times because you have been forgiven. So when we're in our conversations with others, our words must be gracious and well thought through. And it's also important that we know how to speak to each person who comes across our way. When we're in conflict, it's hard when we're in conflict, to control our words, but we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us, to control us, to help us control our words, control our emotions. And we are to try not to respond in anger. And I believe it was last year I spoke a message about words and how powerful words are. And I mentioned how if we're angry, how we shouldn't open our mouth, how we shouldn't speak. Because when we're angry, most of the time, things that come out of our mouth are not life-giving and life-building. So how do we respond to all of this? How do we start? How do we, when we say to each other, hey, let's talk about it. How do we go about this? We simply just check our heart. We learn how to be gentle, kind, forgiving. We learn how to listen first before we speak. We submit ourselves first to the most important relationship in our life, which is God, and then everything else kind of flows out of that. If we forget that, it's going to be really hard to be gracious and kind and loving to people around us. And the scripture tells us that death and life are in the power of our mouth and the way we communicate. And how we communicate is important because we can bring destruction or we can bring life into our relationships. So imagine this, you wake up every morning, and before you even reach for your cell phone or for anything else, you open your eyes and you say, God, thank you for this life, thank you for this day. I dedicate my mouth to you today, and all the communication I'm going to have today with people, may it be life building, may it speak life and blessing. I want you to use my mouth to build people up. That is the only way for us to submit to God first. When Jesus was, people came to him multiple times trying to trick him up, trying to start an argument, posing a question, making a statement, just wanting to get Jesus to say something bad, say something wrong. They were just trying their best to discredit Jesus. And every time they came to Jesus with a question or concern or something to trick him up, Jesus always responded to them in a very simple manner. And this is how Jesus usually responded. He responded with a question. And it was a question that was enough to make them think that they are either not right, or they didn't have an answer to Jesus for. And I find it interesting how Jesus, there was a lot of emotions. There was a lot of conflict. A lot of people didn't like Jesus. But he never got in an argument with everybody. He never had a heated discussion with somebody. He just responded with questions, and he made people think, and people were able to understand things about the kingdom they were never able to understand through the way Jesus spoke to them. And that is one way that we as humans among us, we can actually build our relationships. We can actually go deeper in our relationship. We can ask questions. We can ask a question. One thing that I've learned back in the day, I remember going to this conference, and I remember one of these pastors, I think he shared a message, and he said, when there is something that's off, you have a conflict or whatever, and you need to talk to someone, just go to them and just say, help me understand, and then whatever you need to understand there. And I thought of it just as I was preparing this message, how wonderful that approach is. It's really kind, it's really gracious, and it's really loving. Question. Help me understand, why did you do that, or what happened here, or what did happen here? And that question alone can deflect a lot of emotions and a lot of anger. Help me understand, what do you mean by that? How did I make you feel? How can I do better? Help me understand, how can I do better next time? And words like, I'm truly sorry, the most powerful words that we as humans can speak and utter. I'm truly sorry. Please forgive me. I'll do my best. You see, God wants us to have a deep relationship with him, but he also wants us to have a deep relationship with each other. And we need to learn from the scripture how to communicate. And I just went through five things. I'm sure there's many, 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 many other things. Proverbs has a lot of great things about words. But we need to learn to listen more, talk less, learn to understand, not to reply. We need to initiate deeper conversations if we want to have deeper relationships. Let us all stand this morning. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for you in two ways. One way is obviously that most important conversation with God, and then that God will help us make that a priority. And then I also want to pray that God will help us in our own relationships really take these words to heart and really try to live it out and check our heart constantly to say, God, help me. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me patience with the people around me. Give me love for people around me. Not only that I'll go and speak and say the truth and what really was important, but that I would be loving before I would be right. Be loving before you want to be right, and that's going to answer a lot of questions and deflect a lot of situations. So I want to pray for you. And let's just focus on God right now for a few moments. Close our eyes. Just focus on His words. He's speaking to us. We thank you, Jesus, for your word that's alive and active, working in our hearts. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives in us, that reminds us of all the things that we need to know. Father, we know and we were reminded again that the most relationship that we can have, the most important relationship we can have in this life is our relationship with you. So Jesus, forgive us when we took that for granted. Forgive us and help us to be aware of that as we go about our life daily. That would be our main focus going forward, that we would be aligned with you, our heart would be good. You make our hearts good. You transform our heart. Your word transforms us. So may we stay in your word all the days of our life. And I also pray you give us wisdom, strength, and give us love. Love that comes from you, Father, that we can have relationships among us, among the people around us, especially the ones, people that we live with, people that we love, people that we care about, that we would be able to just understand, we would be able to speak your truth in love, that we would be able to pray for people. You called us to pray for our enemies, to pray for everybody and anybody, and I just pray that that would be our main mission. That when there is situations that may seem outside of our control, that we would first go to you and that we would pray you would help us to love people well, to serve people well, and to be a reflection, just a small reflection of your glory to everyone around us, so that people, when they look at us, they can look at the good tree and they can have good fruit from us. May we be able to speak life, hope, and encouragement all the days of our